In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison among the first Australians to receive a coronavirus vaccine, support for Victorian businesses impacted by lockdown, and in the AFLW, Erin Phillips leads Adelaide to a 12-point win against Brisbane. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Australia's COVID-19 vaccination program has begun a day early, with a small group of disability and aged care residents, frontline workers and federal officials receiving the Pfizer jab in Sydney. 84-year-old World War II survivor Jane Malishak was the first person in Australia to receive the vaccine, followed by fellow aged care resident, 87-year-old John Healy. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly, and Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer Alison McMillan were also among those inoculated at the Castle Hill Medical Centre. Professor Kelly says real-world evidence shows both coronavirus vaccines approved for use in Australia will prevent people from developing severe disease.
This is an important step in the journey. It's not the last step. There are many steps to go, but absolutely I encourage all Australians, when your turn comes, as some of us have been privileged enough to do today, to take that opportunity to line up and get those vaccines. That's going to protect you, your families, and the whole of Australia.
Deputy Labor Leader Richard Marles says he's glad Australia's vaccination program has finally begun.
Vaccination is how the world moves past COVID-19. It's worth noting that around the world, more than 100 million people had been vaccinated before the first vaccination took place in this country today. Australians want to see the rollout of the vaccination take place as safely as possible, but they also want to see it take place as quickly as possible as well.
The main rollout of the national program will begin tomorrow, with up to 1.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine to be given to hotel quarantine workers, frontline healthcare workers, and disability and aged care staff and residents in the coming weeks. The Victorian government has announced a $143 million support package for businesses most impacted by the state's snap 5-day lockdown. More than 50,000 businesses, including sole traders, will receive at least $2,000 to help compensate them for their loss of trade. Jobs Minister Martin Pakula says only selected businesses will be eligible.
We had a range of conversations with organisations like the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry and others to ensure that the support that we were providing in this package was appropriately targeted. Businesses like restaurants, like florists, like musicians and artists, like wedding celebrants, the event sector and accommodation providers, they are the businesses that were most profoundly affected by that lockdown.
An additional 50,000 travel vouchers of $200 will also be made available for venues in both regional Victoria and Greater Melbourne. Labor's Tanya Plibersek believes the former Liberal staffer at the centre of a rape allegation has been let down by the Prime Minister, and that the full story about who knew what at which time is being withheld. Four reviews are taking place to improve workplace culture within Parliament House after Brittany Higgins alleged this week she was sexually assaulted by a colleague in 2019. Three of the reviews will be conducted within the government, while the fourth is a cross-party process. Ms. Plibersek has told Sky News there are serious issues that need to be addressed.
I think they've really let her down, and that's not me saying that, that's Brittany Higgins saying that, that her initial statements, her follow-up statements all say that she felt as though she had to choose between seeking justice and keeping her job. No one should be made to feel like that. If they've been a victim of a serious crime at work, to be made to feel that if they pursue justice, they're risking their job is appalling.
To the AFLW, and Erin Phillips has led Adelaide to a 12-point win against Brisbane in 30-plus degree heat. The two-time premiership player kicked four goals, including a fourth-quarter sealer, in the 6-9-45 to 5-3-33 win at Hickey Park. Phillips also had 21 disposals and 8 marks in a best-on-ground performance as the Crows bounced back from last week's loss to Fremantle. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Very hot and sunny in Perth and 39 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 23, a possible light shower in Melbourne and 21, partly cloudy in Hobart and 20, a shower or two in Canberra and 29, a possible shower in Wollongong and 25, similar conditions in Sydney and 28, a shower or two in Newcastle, also 28, sunny in Brisbane and 34, a shower or two in Cairns and 32, and a shower or two with a possible storm in Darwin, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.